Blog Talk Radio.
Regardless of what, you cannot get caught up into the circumstances, into the ways of life. I got a motto right here. My motto is, my God Almighty, you learn from your mistakes. My God, you learn from the decisions that you made. Amen. And you keep pressing. change the decisions that you made, my God Almighty, the mistakes that your decisions that led up to the mistakes or led up to certain situations. Let's make sure we reevaluate the decisions. Let's do something different. Let's not be individuals got pride and individuals that so stuck up into our decisions to where we feel as though we're right all the time, but yet we still make the same decisions, keep going around the same mountain. Sometimes we have to get out of our own decision and begin to learn a new method or learn a new way, amen? And that way we can keep present, we can keep going. Because I'm telling you right now, the race ain't given to the swift of the strong, but he that endured to the end. This is Saints of God. It's always a pleasure, my God, that the ADM family, we love to come on the line and just to share and just to worship God with you, regardless if it's in word, if it's in prayer, is it in testimony, it doesn't matter. But whatever it may be, we just thank God for each and every one of you, especially all over the world, our social media family, amen, for believing in God with us and making us their church home, internationally and nationally. We thank God for our brothers and sisters in Australia. We thank God for you as well, United Kingdom, France, my God, and Norway. We thank God for you. And we also pray for our brothers and sisters here back at home over there in Texas. Let you know that our prayers and our thoughts we are sending out for you. Thanks of God, if you have any clothes or any different things that, my God, they're just sitting up there, you know how we do. Say, well, I'm just going to keep this in here because, you know, I'm going to be fitting into that sooner or later. Yeah, you know how we're doing. But we're not fitting into it right now. We know your goal, you're going to reach your goal, and you got something to motivate you. But we got some families and friends and pastors to use that right now. So if you can, just go to your local provider that is really shipping different things off, my God, and let's begin to be one, and let's begin to be donors here in Georgia or all over the world, so we can go ahead and supply our families and friends with the necessary things that they need because of this storm that really tragically lives has been lost, things has been destroyed, people's lives has been washed away up underwater. So let's be the ones to let's sow, let's take this advantage to sow into lives that can use and need the help, amen. So let's begin to sow in each other, my God Almighty. Saints of God, I love you all. I'm telling you right now, it's always been a blessing to worship and go and to step into the things of the Lord with you and see how God has grown you. Listen, we get ready for our fast. We're going to start tomorrow, amen. We're going to be starting our fast tomorrow. Our international brother and sister, my God Almighty, I want you to sometime this afternoon, I want you to log on to the website. You'll be able to see the instruction, the paperwork, and fast. ADM family, I hope you have your paperwork with them now. So Sunday, please pick up yours from the back because they have all the instructions and everything dealing with the fast that you will be on. Also, please, ADM family, please look at your calendar. We have some things that will be coming up as a family meeting, different things that we have coming up. You got to make sure you're looking at the calendar. If not, you're going to be missing out on a lot of things. Please follow instructions and follow direction and get it. You will never miss out. That's the same thing with walking with the Lord. This is Saints of God. It's always a blessing. We're getting geared up for our anniversary beginning. My God, matter of fact, it begins September 1st on our fasting day. I just want you to come on and be a part of it. My social media family, friends, you've been right there in the pockets of things. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Come on and be a part of it. I just don't know about you, but I'm just ready to get to church Sunday so bad. I'm just itching. Y'all just don't know. I'm just itching and just to get to church. My God, oh my God, we're going to have a whole hallelujah good time, shouting time, whatever time God want to have, but we're going to make sure we in the vein for whatever time he want to have, whatever, let it be. We want to celebrate, praise God, my God Almighty, because at the end of the day, there's so many closing down, but God is steady building and increasing. So my heart just goes out because I know for a fact that God is pleased with ADM, amen, because he keep, my God, pushing us and keep scratching and keep expanding. And I just thank God for what the Lord is doing. So I want you to come on out and be a part of, my God, and come and worship with us and just come and have a great old time with us, my God, for the month of September. I'm telling you right now, I'm just ready to have an experience like I never had before. Take us up higher, Lord. We submit unto you. We surrender unto you. And wherever you decide to take us and pull us, we're going to be humble enough and allow you to do it and not be resistant or fight against the pull or fight against the lift. Amen. So I thank God for that and what he is doing, saints of God. It's blessing. I just love my social media families and a friend. I'm telling you right now, and I'm telling you right now, you just got to keep pushing and you just got to keep going. Listen, if our very own Mother Helen is on the line, I want her to hit one, and our brother Joe on the line, I want her to hit one. Amen. Him to hit one. Correction. My God Almighty, because at the end of the day, my God, we had some technical difficulties on yesterday, and Mother Helen wasn't able to get into the line, but I want her to come on in this morning, and we're just going to bring her on in this morning. Amen. And let her share some words of encouragement, and let us share what God had on her heart as well. Amen. And she's there. I want her to go ahead and press one on her phone. But before all that, we're going to bring in our very own Mother Jackson to go ahead and intercede in prayer with us. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen. Amen.
Pastor Temple and First Lady, and to every member of the ADM ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you what you have put in order for this day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give the honor to Mother Helen and to Brother Joe also, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you that you're so loving and kind to us, God. We pray, God, this day that we can look up at you, let your people look around and just see the beauty of you, and let your people look around and let them see time is getting closer and closer, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we pray this morning, God, we continue to lift the peoples up, God, that was just in the hurricane, God. Oh, God, don't let us take it for granted. Just cause it happened there, it can't happen here, God. Oh, but we pray, God, that you take care of them, God, that you clothe them, that you feed them, God, and, God, keep them encouraged, God, and let them hold on to the faith that they have like never before, and let them realize even through all the storm that you're still in the midst of them. In the name of Jesus, thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that your church every ear that has an ear this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift our hands up to you, God. Oh, no other help that we know, God. All of our strength coming from you, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you all the glory, God, because we can't do nothing without you. But we realize we can do all things through you, Jesus Christ, that strengthen us, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning, God. Let us lean not to our own understanding, but let us acknowledge you, God, Oboche. Let us acknowledge in you all things, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Let us continue to carry, have love, genuine love in our heart, that we can love one another, that we can be honest with one another. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God, because your word is true, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over fear. I don't know about you, because we realize fear is not of you, God. Love, peace, and a sound mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So let us continue to walk on. Let us continue to push on like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what it look like, God, because we know through these natural eyes, it ain't what it's looking like. Oh, but but it's by faith. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, continue to pour into them like never before, God. Let them stay up on the wall and not come down in the name of Jesus, God. Your people everywhere, hallelujah, everywhere, God, need your word. They need your divine word, your true word, God, that they can begin to set and acknowledge you, hallelujah, where they can begin to set and begin to eat your word, God, and grow like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you the one can teach them that they don't have to be a part of the world, that they don't have to be part of the circumstances, that they don't have to bow down, hallelujah, that they don't have to be, they don't have to mingle with busybodies, hallelujah. Oh, but if they get a taste of you, they'll see that you're good, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we lift up everybody in the whole world, God, this morning, God. We pray, God, that you pull, draw them near to you, the one that's not saved. Save, deliver, and set free, God. We ask that you put your rest in with your Holy Ghost handcuffs. The mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. So on this prayer line this morning, God, we pray, God, have your divine way, God. As your people come forth, let them rub their hollow emotion, God, and open up their mouth, hollow emotion, and let you shoot through like power, God. Your Holy Ghost power come forth like never before, God. We thank you, Lord, this day. So we say, let your perfect will be done. These things we ask in the name of the Father, hollow emotion, and the Holy Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Mother Jackson, for that prayer. Amen, amen. And at this time, before we bring on Brother Jackson, we're going to bring on our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
Yeah. Good morning. God bless you, Prophet.
Good morning, good morning. All I can say, the devil is a liar. What God has for you is for you, and what God want to release through you to us, he is a liar. Amen. And we're going to get ready to receive this. It's an old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Amen. But it's not necessarily for our animal lovers. We're saying it's a metaphor. Amen. Metaphor. We're not going to skin a cat. But amen. God bless you, Mother Helen. Go ahead.
Good morning. God bless you, Mother Jackson, for that beautiful prayer. God bless everybody under the sound of my voice, giving honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Lakeisha, and all the ADM family. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I'm not going to be before you long. What I wanted to talk about is the benefit of wisdom. And we just chit-chat a little while about that before I go to a scripture. And you want to know, what is wisdom? The dictionary defines wisdom as the ability to discern or judge what is true.
Amen.
And you hear people use the word wisdom and knowledge, but that doesn't define wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is information gained through experience, reasoning.
Amen.
Knowledge exists without wisdom, but not the other way around. Knowledge is knowing how to use a gun, but wisdom is knowing when to use it and when to remain to keep it not firing. You can have knowledge and not have wisdom. Sometimes in all of our lives, we've made what we call bad decisions, and I call that a shoulda, woulda, coulda syndrome. Woulda, shoulda talked to someone that was wise, coulda waited for the right time, woulda did it differently had I prayed about it. So we don't want to be caught up in the woulda, coulda, shoulda syndrome. We always want to trust God in all our decisions. And therefore, I'm going to everybody's favorite chapter in the Bible, third chapter of Proverbs, and we're going to be just reading some verses, 5, 6, 7. But I'm just going to begin at the first verse so that everybody get a gist of what I'm trying to say. First verse, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to us. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. bind them around their neck and write them upon their heart. What that means is keep it in your mind, keep it in your heart, the words of Proverbs. Proverbs is the most best biblical scriptures in the Bible to learn how to live. It can teach you how not to be evil. It can teach you how to rejoice. It can protect you. It can teach you how to love, teach you how to give godly advice, and teach you how to take godly advice. And said, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. Let's look at that word trust. That's a text in a wide variety. And that's what we have a lot of problems with, is that word T-R-U-S-T. Let's see what it means. It means confidence, put in someone or something. So you, if you don't have confidence or you don't have faith, then you cannot receive anything from God. He's saying, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Verse 11, my son, daughters too, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father and a son whom he delighteth. What that means, when trials and tribulations come, a lot of people you hear and say, well, what did they do? They reaping what you sow. True in some situation, but sometimes God will carry you through the process. We like the finished product, but we don't want to go through the process. So sometimes God will test you to see what you're made of, to see if you're going to trust him, to see if you love him, to see if you're going to obey him. So remember, when you're going through your trials and your tribulation, it's only just a process. And it's only just a test. Now, verse 11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Again, I want to reiterate this. Neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as a father and a son in whom he delighted. For the merchandise of his better, the merchandise of silver and gain thereof than fine gold. Verse 19, wisdom was so precious, even the Lord did it when he set the world in place. The Lord by wisdom has formed the earth, by understanding has he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop from the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep thine wisdom and discretion. Sure they shall be life unto thy soul, grace unto thy neck, thou shalt walk safely, thy foot shall not stumble. That means whatever you set your mind and your heart to do, keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus. Trust in him with all your mind and your heart and soul, and continue to lean not to your own understanding. Verse 27, withhold not goods from them whom it is due. This is telling you how to treat your neighbors. And we're not talking about the people that live next door. We're talking about each other. We are neighbors to each other. Withhold not goods from them whom it is due, when it is in thy power and thy high hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give you what thou hast by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done nothing to you. That meant don't falsely accuse just because somebody didn't look at you the right way, or maybe they walked by and didn't speak or hug you. Don't get frustrated. You don't know, there may be something going on in their life, and we as saints of God, we have to learn how to have a discerning of spirits for each other, because sometimes we have things that go on that we dare not talk about. And maybe we shouldn't get caught up in it, but we are still flesh and we are still human. That's why we have this word of God that keeps telling us to trust in the Lord with all our heart, all our mind and soul, and don't acknowledge what we think. We are not even capable of knowing the will of God. That's why we have to trust, keep pressing, keep pushing, and everything will be all right. So I'm going to finish up with the last few verses. Envy not thou not the oppressor, and choose not of his ways. For the forward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteousness. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. So the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. I thank you for this time, and I hope that these few words, and I will end with this 5 and 6 verse again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy paths. And be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. May the Lord have a reading, the blessing of his word and his encouragement, and now back in the hands of Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, Sister Smith set it up yesterday. She's like, listen, we ain't able to do them drive-bys like Mother Helen. Amen. Mother Helen do some drive-bys, y'all. Amen, amen. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, listen, that's a lot of our problem is not operating in wisdom. If we could really operate in wisdom, begin to operate in wisdom, we'll begin to see a lot of our problems will end. Amen. I talk to so many all over the world, and main thing that I could really point out, we'll get so caught up into ourselves and get so caught up into what people doing or what people saying and what all this kind of stuff here to where we don't understand how to apply wisdom. And because we don't understand or we don't apply wisdom in the moment of situation or in the moment of decisions making, we find ourselves in a worse trouble than we begun. You have to apply wisdom. I'm telling you right now, wisdom is a weapon in warfare. Y'all hear me? Wisdom is a weapon in warfare. Wisdom will take out, my God, and blow the enemy up, especially if you're having a spiritual warfare. And it saves you for a lot of traps or that the enemy have set for you in the spirit. Amen? For we can get out of this thing and blame everything on the devil, and let's begin to use wisdom. Amen? Let's use wisdom. Sometimes God's trying to set you up, and he'll set you in some uncomfortable situation. But in order for you to get out of that, you got to use wisdom. You got to use wisdom. It's not good to go tit for tat with different individuals. It's not good to make decisions concerning your body, concerning your health, and it's going to put yourself in jeopardy. You have to use wisdom, saints of God, and you'll begin to, whatever attack that enemy brings, wisdom will counter it, and my God Almighty, and put a weapon on the enemy. It's all, in other words, it proof your house. It's like a bulletproof vest, you know. It's proof. It shuts your window. It shuts your doors. You know, that's how you shut different things in your spiritual life when you begin to apply wisdom. Amen. Apply wisdom. You know, you've been going around the same mountain over and over, and you know you've been going through the same stuff over and over. So why you want to go ahead and use the knowledge that you know? You need to go ahead and apply wisdom, and wisdom will tell you, hey, it's something else I need to do. We need to go a different way, regardless of how my feel may feel or whatever. We just got to go a different way. Amen. So let's begin to apply wisdom. Mother Helen took our next week. She took our next week warfare scripture from us. Amen. But I love her. Amen. But saints of God, let's make sure we're applying wisdom. And that's one thing that I realize that are saints that we don't do. We have this thing that we're getting so much of faith to where we don't even operate in wisdom. Operating wisdom. I have a lady, I had somebody to come and ask me, come and tell me, say, you know what? I'm believing God for a car. And you know, and I'm finna go and lay hands on that car. And I'm gonna lay hands on that car. I'm gonna believe God gonna give me that car, and I know I'm gonna get that car. You know, so I shook my head right then and there, you know, and I looked at him. I say, well, I say, you know, number one, what finances that you have in place after you get this car, that you'll be able to maintain the bills in the car. I don't know, and I don't have it, but my Father in heaven have it. See, right then and there, you can have faith, but faith without wisdom, you're reckless. Let me say that again. You can have faith, but faith without wisdom, you are reckless. Amen. We have to apply wisdom through everything. With the knowledge, with your faith, with your walk of life, with your decisions, you have to apply. Wisdom need to be attached to every area of your life. It needs to be attached. You know, it needs to be attached. Please, y'all understand, it needs to be attached. And I said to the young lady, I say, well, you're going to the car lot, but how do you know that man and the woman at the car lot you're going to go to? How do you know that ain't saved? Are they saved or anything? Or this is where God don't bless them in their business, and in their business, God don't bless them in. This is how they feed their family, and they feed their family. And you're going to go up there with your oily hands and lay hands on these people's cars. Then you don't get the car. These people got to detail that stuff right back out because they got to make it more, make it more appealing to the other another individual for they could sell their car. You know, and they said, well, I don't know. See, saints of God, this is the stuff that the devil get us in trouble with. And people come and they shout and say, well, I got it. Next thing you know, you're walking in sorrow. The Bible tells me the blessings of the Lord make it rich and it added no sorrow. We got to begin to count up the cost, and we got to begin to write up in wisdom. Let's get out of this phase trying to get little for nothing. Amen. Let's get into the area of businessmen and businesswomen. Amen. And negotiate. Negotiate for the things that you feel as though it's worth. If it worth it, yes. But I'm going to come to the table with something. I'm not just going to come to the table trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, and I'm going to call that our faith that we ain't walking in wisdom. Now the devil don't walk up all into y'all stuff, and now the devil is ripping it apart. God don't bless it, and now God don't got up in it, and the devil don't got up in it, and the devil don't took it away, and all that. That don't work out with all that. The devil got up in it. Y'all stop that stuff, because y'all trying, you know, we need to stop trying to position the devil more powerful than God. And some of you were like, oh, how are we still doing that? The words that you say, if God told you that he's going to bless you this, then all of a sudden the devil don't came up in it and don't detour to mess up that blessing. You just display a dominance of the devil over God. You just displayed that. So other words, God could tell you some things, and the devil could come get up and chance might mess up the decisions that God made for you in your life. That is wrong. That is wrong. That is not biblical. The Bible say, whom I bless, no man. Y'all better stop me here. So let's go ahead and walk in wisdom. Amen. Let's walk in wisdom. Let's stop making these irrational decisions and making these decisions that is really going to just ticking you under. My God. And the devil just having a field day and just love seeing it, because some of us, he don't even need to bring an attack on us. All he need to do is just let you go ahead and live your life, because you're living a life without wisdom. Pastor, hush up, Pastor. Amen. Saints of God, remember this, that this is something that me and my wife model. We cherish that word wisdom close to our heart. We try to make every decision that we make, every calculated decisions, everything that we do in our personal life, we try to make sure, and also in our spiritual life, we make sure we apply wisdom. We look for that wisdom to attach itself to everything that we do. My God, before we really carry out a decision or we carry out any movements that we make, apply wisdom. I can't say this enough. Apply wisdom to every part of your life. Amen. Listen, we're going to get ready to listen to our brother Joe give us a word of encouragement today. We haven't forgot about you, brother Joe. So we're going to go ahead and bring you on in. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, brother Joe.
All right. First of all, I'd like to give my praise to the highest power in my life, God. I'd like to give thanks to ADM Ministry, to you, Pastor, and your First Lady. I'm coming today from Psalms 34, verse 4 through 7. It goes, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encrypt all around those who fear him and deliver them. I'd like to give you a short summary about why I picked this scripture. It's because I had a bout with the devil. A dear friend of mine and of my wife had a problem with the devil, and it bothered me in my heart. And I had to call and tell this person how I felt. But I was wrong. I shouldn't have told the person. I should have went to God and told God. That was my mistake. So, to go back, the problem manifested on me. And I was hurt. I was hurt real bad. So, my wife knew exactly what to do. By the way, my wife is a prayer warrior. She oiled me down. She prayed over me constantly. I mean, a very, very hard prayer. She bombarded heaven for me. And as she did that, at some point, I blanked out or I went somewhere, I don't know, but I could hear her. But I couldn't say nothing except the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And I constantly said that. And I went to sleep, I woke up, I was feeling a little better, but I wasn't back where I should have been. So that night, a song I'd heard before in my life comes into my mind. And I'm singing this song from like 2 in the morning to about 12 that afternoon. And the more I sung that song, the more strength it gave me. I got up, took my bath, cleaned the house, walked to the store. I was like almost on a stroke mode. I was dragging my leg, swinging my arm, couldn't move my hand. But by me singing this song and believing that the Lord will spare me, will take all this away from me, it gave me more strength, more courage to keep pushing. So I say unto you, don't give up. I say unto the people in Houston, don't give up. For the Lord sees, he hears, and he knows all. He is there with you. Do not give up on the Lord. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen, Brother Joe, amen. Good words of inspiration, and good words, amen. But also, I want y'all to understand, saints of God, like as Brother Joe gave his testimony, and he said something in his testimony that it felt like he almost, he felt like he having a stroke. So, amen. So, I love his faith. His faith, he's not gonna allow that to stop him. He's gonna keep on moving. But guess what? We're gonna apply wisdom with that faith. And what is wisdom in this situation? We finna go and see a doctor and go and let the doctor to examine us. Amen. Amen. That's wisdom.
Amen, Pastor.
There we go. Amen. Amen. And that's the part of wisdom. And that's the piece of where if it's the enemy is trying to attack an area that he have knowledge about, the people that, listen, people You got to find. You got to make sure people in your life is qualified and stop dealing. Let's turn this music off. My God, y'all don't hear the nerve right now. My God, you got to make sure you find people in your life that is qualified and stop messing with these unqualified people that they dress the part, they look the part, and they have real pronunciation, but yet they are unqualified. Because unqualified people are going to take you down a path that you ain't even, that you don't even want. Sometimes I be figuring. And I be shaking my head. I say, Pastor, I say, Lord, I don't even know why folks don't even want to reach out to their pastor and have a meeting and have a talk. They'll reach out to everybody else, but they don't want to reach out to the pastor. They use this thing and it be the devil that said, oh, I don't want to bother him. He's too busy. Listen, that's the devil. If the pastor telling you all, listen, we need to have a meeting. Y'all need to come. Let's sit down and talk. You know, that he's saying it for a reason. So if we're going to get in our mind and counter what he is saying, now that's the devil. That's the devil making you feel that way. Amen. So let's make sure we using qualified people, because at the end of the day, yeah, Brother Joe, you know, he had that faith, but also like me, I recommend also let's go to the doctor to diagnose the inner part. Why? Pastor is not qualified to diagnose the inner part because number one, I don't even have no medical degree to examine man's body. So I got to send you a place or recommend you to go somewhere. My God, with the scriptures, see, we got to understand a lot of us will go ahead and give this scripture, we'll go speaking in tongues, all that. Trust me, all that is good and fine. All that good and fine. You're praying for somebody, they feel some type of way. Saints of God, let me tell you something. Yes, you have faith. Yes, you believe, but no, you are not no physicians that you're going to diagnose the individual. It's so many people is in situations right now because they have not applied wisdom. They apply, I call, stupidity. Amen. We got to get out of this church stupidity and start applying wisdom. It's not you don't have a lack of faith if you're going to go to the doctor. You don't have a lack of faith if you got to do other things with your prayer. Amen. You do not have a lack of faith. We got to get out of that. You know, people come like, oh, Lord, my head is numb. Good, you're praying. Everybody in the hollering, we feel in the spirit. But at the end of the day, that individual need to go to the doctor. And I hope somebody that seasoned enough in the spirit could discern, because at the end of the day, our 20 or 30 minute prayer probably be they 20 or 30 minute life and death to where we should have got them on over there to the doctor. Amen. Sometimes we have to pray on our way moving. We cannot pray stopping. We got to pray moving. Amen. We got to apply wisdom through everything in our life, and let's make sure individual is qualified before they begin to dissect or begin to impart into our life. There's so many ungodly counseling because sometimes we feel as though an individual is worthy or an individual is proved, and we don't mess individual lives up. Amen. Because we probably think we qualify. We probably think we have everything because we have every scripture. Understand this. The scriptures and everything in the Bible, number one, we're dealing with history of things that happened AD, BCs, and back then. Amen. And the methods and different things that they used back then, amen, is totally different than we use it now in 2017. Amen. So we got to have 2017 wisdom. And amen. We need to be applying 2017 wisdom, 2017 knowledge. Amen. And it's good we have a foundation of the scripture, but we need to apply it even now. Now we need to be applying. You know, so many folks, we get so caught up, my God, and this is what I call unseasonal saints, because they'll leave you there. Baby, you just believe in. Believe God. You believe God. Don't deal with them doctors. Don't go to that doctor. You're going to sit there and allow somebody that is unqualified to examine your body, to put this foolishness in your head. Don't believe in it. Don't go. God gave these people, it's a reason why they have knowledge. They have the intellect to understand this natural body. Amen. It's a reason why God gave them the knowledge and gave them different things to understand this natural body. You need to know. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, my God Almighty. I don't know, my God, but you need to know what's going on with you and stop having this. There's so many preachers and leaders in the grave right now because we don't examine, put everything else on attack of the devil, attack of the devil. And some of this stuff is all the decisions that we make. Some of you know you got high blood pressure. Why you keep eating that salted chicken and now you start feeling a little discomfort in your body? Oh, the devil. That ain't the devil. That's that fried chicken. Amen. Some of you got high sugar and now you want to go and get some candy. You got some sweets. You got some Swiss roll. My God, I see. My God, God just showed me a lady with some cinnamon rolls right now. And you got all this kind of stuff here. And next thing you know, your elevates go up and you go down and something happened when you're out in public. Oh, that devil don't attack me. Since y'all need to pray, I ain't praying nothing. I'm going to tell you, you need to go to the doctor because that's your problem. It ain't prayer. Prayer is doing what it needs to do, but you are not applying what you need to do. Amen. That ain't the devil. That is them cinnamon rolls. That's them swirls. Don't elevate your sugar. That's what it is. Amen. And we got to make sure we're going to the proper individual that have the proper, my God, the proper knowledge. They have the proper education. They have the proper everything. Amen. We got to stop this because the individual could throw out two or three scriptures to you, and you could go back and flip this two or three scriptures, and you could see the two or three scriptures in the Bible. We feel as though the individual is worthy to give our ear to. Oh, no, because at the end of the day, if I don't hear from an individual time to time, come from the original translation, Greek or Hebrew, break it down, give me some origin, give me some backdrop, give me some different things, homiletic different things. I'm sorry, your education or your knowledge, I'm sorry, we need to go back to the table and make sure we are qualified before we can impart. We have to stop this and start guarding. Saints of God, you got to start guarding your spirit because we get up there in nice fancy roles, we got a pulpit going or with some microphone, we can holler, hoop, hoop, and get across and rebuke the people because you have to guard your spirit. You have to guard what's coming in, and you got to protect wisdom. You cannot allow wisdom to constantly get attacked because our own illiteracy or our own, oh my God, moves that we're going to make. We're going to counsel. We're going to find insight with individuals that is not qualified in that area before we're going to find counselorship with individual that is. My God, why? Watch this. We're going to find counselorship with individual that is not qualified. We'll find somebody to talk to them about our medical issue. Yeah, child, that's gas right there. You know, that's gas. That's gas. That's gas. You know what you need to do? You need to go and get a Coca-Cola. My God. And go and get a Coca-Cola. Okay, the individual got gas. What if the individual got sugar problems? Now she finna have gas and sugar problems. Amen. You need to go and get a Coca-Cola. Drink the Coca-Cola. That's gas. Amen. My God. Then you go to the hospital. Then you found out you having a heart issue. My God, you having a heart issue. You got other stuff wrong with you. Why? Because you decide to deal with unqualified to ease your fears of something possible could be really going on to take you out over here, other than going to the individual that is qualified to help you to deal with what's going on. Amen. And that is like that in the church of today. We'll talk to everybody else, my God Almighty, other than, because we know we probably have the fear if we're really going to deal with a pastor or somebody that is going to tell us the truth, because we really don't want to hear about us. We want to feed the individual what we want to feed them, and knowing that they ain't going to see no further than what I'm giving them, or somebody could see further than that what you're giving them. I read it for an individual can see further past my mess and see where they can help me up in life. That's the individual is qualified. Not what I say, but they can see what the Spirit is saying and what the Spirit is giving, and that is what's going to help me to put some things back in line in my life. Amen. Saints, let's use wisdom. Let's walk into qualified. Let's start dealing with qualified people, qualified stuff. Not everything is the devil. Some of this stuff we don't call on ourselves. My God Almighty, how are you going to put on, I guess the devil done made you to eat that fried chicken, that fried pork chop. You know you need to stay away from pork. I know the devil done made you to eat it. No, the devil ain't make you eat it. Amen. You ate it yourself. Listen, I'm going to show you about me. Let me talk about myself for a minute. My God, then we're going to get off this air. I had a reaction. I had a allergic reaction to some things on yesterday morning. Amen. So while y'all was in, while we was in prayer yesterday morning, Pastor Smith, he was on the line hosting, pastor in the bathroom, just doing a business all over the place. All over the place. I'm just going, you know, because I'm having allergic reaction going on, rashes and everything else. Rashes and everything else. I realized that this ain't no attack from no devil. This is something that Pastor ate. And I need to realize what I ate that caused this trigger of this reaction that happened in my body. It's easy. I can come on here. Y'all know the devil tried to attack Pastor. Y'all saints, y'all know it don't try to attack me. While y'all was praying, I was fighting. I had rashes all over. Pastor, stop it. Stop it, Pastor. You had allergic reactions, something that you ate. And the devil didn't make you eat it. You went and bought it yourself, and you went and put it in your mouth. You had an allergic reaction. So you need to start learning what's coming into your body for you won't go down that road again. You'll know how to stay away from it, for you won't have that reaction. Y'all see what I'm saying here? Y'all got me. My God Almighty. Wisdom have to apply, and you got to watch your life. Learn your body. Your body go through different changes as you get older. It's not like how it was 20 or 30 years ago. Different things you could tolerate then, you might not can tolerate it now. Different things you could do then, you might not can do it now. Learn your surroundings. My God, we try to learn so much of people's surroundings around us, but we fail to realize our surroundings around our own house. Our surroundings, my God, I just seen an angel just flash. Somebody is getting this. My God, our surroundings around our own house. Our surroundings around our own bodies. Amen. Our surroundings in our own personal space. We need to first learn that surroundings before we can try to learn everybody else surroundings and how I can help you. You ain't even helped yourself yet. You ain't going to be able to help nobody else. Y'all hear me? My God, I'm out of pastor ain't fussing, but I feel like God is giving this to somebody. So let's begin to take good stewardship and apply wisdom in our personal life, and let's get out of this stuff that the devil did. Listen, that just is enough to ease your conscience, and what it's going to do, it's going to keep you stuck in a place, because if you don't deal with truth and reality on different things, you're going to stay stuck in a place and start claiming. It's still some saints right now that have been in the game for 50 and 60 years. They still calling the same issues the devil. Oh, that devil don't got in my joints. Baby, they ain't the devil. That's arthritis. Y'all hear me? My God, it's arthritis. And usually coming in certain season, the time of the year, it get worse. So we need to prepare for that. But we need to prepare when you, Mr. Arthur want to come up and show up. Y'all hear me? My God, he ain't no demon. He ain't no devil. All he is, my God, is arthritis that happening in your joints. That's what it is. Amen. 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 Let's begin to deal with qualified individual. Stop thinking everybody is qualified, because you can see them. They can say a nice scripture, or they can say a nice prayer, or different things. Let's begin to learn how you learn. Watch the individual. Watch their life. I sit back and watch. And I say, God, show me the spirit. Show me the spirit of the man. Show me an individual. Because at the end of the day, that's how you'll know who qualified, who not qualified. They might be qualified in this area in their life, but that necessarily not means that they qualify in other areas in their life. Amen? It doesn't mean that. We thinking that if an individual is qualified in one area, we'll put that one area for every area. No. You got to understand that. My God, you could deal, like in doctors, you probably got a doctor that is a orthopedist. My God, that he's qualified that. Why? He got an education, he went to school, he understand, he passed everything for that area. But that doesn't mean that he's qualified to be a pediatric doctor. You hear me? Because we got two different fields here. Even though they're in the same field, doctor or medical field, but they got the same, they got the different types of education that make an individual. Amen. We don't even must do that. We know if we need a certain type of doctor, we go and look for that certain type of doctor. We don't go into the dentist doctor and where I need a bone doctor. Amen. And here we go and asking the dentist for a I got a fracture in my arm, how he could fix that. Amen. No. My God, somebody can have a knowledge on things. That doesn't mean they have the proper tools to help fix you. Let me say that again. An individual can have a knowledge on things, but that doesn't mean they have the proper tools to fix you. A dentist can have a knowledge on your fracture, but that doesn't mean he have the proper tools in his facility to help fix you. He have the proper tools in his facility to help fit the craft that he or she is approved in. That's dental stuff, not no stuff with casts and bandage and ace and all that kind of stuff, the spleens and all that, your crutches and all that to help you to get rehabilitated and fix your brokenness. Amen? Amen? Like, my God, this was food for my soul. Lord have mercy. Listen, saints of God, let's begin to ask, let's begin to do that. I want you to begin to go on this fast with the ADM family. We're going to get started off. Amen. First thing first, starting tomorrow, we're shutting off the TV, we're shutting off the social media. We're going to start getting into the Word of God, spending more time with your family, engaging into each other. Amen. Sometimes we get so lost because we're all in social media and TV, and we ain't even having no family time, amen, or enough time spending with the Lord. So we're going to get our minds and our bodies geared up, but we can start focusing and getting into the journey, what the Lord has. Amen. And let's begin to ask God to bring quality folks around us. Your pastor should be an individual that is truthfully confined in, and your pastor should have enough integrity to understand that if he or she is not qualified in their area, they have an area to where they can pinpoint you or point you up. I'm not going to give you a medical diagnosis, amen. I can pray for you, or I can lay hands as the Lord lead me to pray for you a certain situation, but at the end of the day, or when it comes down to it, you need to go and see your physician, amen. Amen. Let's see your physician, for they can help you in different areas. Amen. So let's begin to do that, and let's begin to walk in wisdom. That way, we can stay out of a lot of stuff that we always blaming on the devil. Amen. That we can stay out of that stuff. And the devil is so far from us, it ain't even bothering us, because at the end of the day, he knows the decisions that you're making in your own life. He don't even need to do anything. He can focus on somebody else. Understand this. The spirit of heaven, I'm talking about the angels, I'm talking about the God, the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son. They are the only spiritual beings that could be everywhere all over the world at one given time. The devil, he's not. Amos was explaining it to you in Job. Where's thy Satan? Walking to and forth, walking. He's not soaring, he's not moving, he's walking to and forth, seeking whom he may devour. So at the end of the day, we here in the United States, my God, trying to figure out what the devil is doing. The devil could be over there in North Korea trying to mess with them to start a nuclear war. Y'all hear me? And we still downloaded with his computer gadgets, done downloaded some information in our mind and making us think he's still around. Why? He making us think he's still around because of the decisions we are making and the lack of wisdom that we are applying. Listen, saints of God, we got to get out of here. This, I know this has been good. It's always good to me. Saints of God, we're going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with our very own Pastor Smith. But let's go ahead and keep walking. Let's go ahead and apply wisdom. Let's get out of this crazy stuff that is killing you and killing people. It's killing you in your everyday walk of life. You are not seeing prosperity because why? You ain't dealing with folks dealing with prosperity. Amen. Amen. Then at the end of the day, that doesn't mean somebody have the knowledge. That doesn't mean they have the approval. Y'all hear me? You can have the knowledge, but not the release. Some people have the knowledge, but they don't have the release because they don't know how to release it into other life. My God, you went through it, yes, but that doesn't make you qualified, my God, to have the release. You can gain the knowledge, but that doesn't mean you have the release. Amen. So let's make sure we have the wisdom to go with everything. Let's apply wisdom to everything else. Let's make sure we're dealing with qualified people that is really going to give us counsel in our life. And let's get out of this keep, let's get out of this thing, so God, that we deal with folks that is unqualified, that going to help direct your spiritual life, your natural life. You feel good, and at times you feel good after you know, because of why? It's a mental thing. They just ease your mental fears, they ease your mental conscience, but they never find solutions, or they never gave you solutions to your problem. All they did just ease something. And what it's going to do, it's going to put you in a worse state that you can't be. It's going to put you in a worse state. Why? Because you could be walking down the road, and all of a sudden you say, baby, you just give, and all of a sudden you drop dead. And not even just drop dead, you'll pass out. Open your eyes up in the hospital bed. The same people you call, they over your bed right now, clapping their hands. Y'all come on in here. Let's give God a praise. Somebody in here, just pray. Y'all come on up in here. Listen, if pastor got to go through that, I will politely tell you, please leave out of here, because the prayer's already written forth. Now let these doctors do their job. Please, thank you. Because we got to begin to walk in wisdom, saints of God. We got to walk in wisdom. And that's why a lot of people is losing their life. They in permanent situation, because we'll go and try to be deep. And that's when you start being deep and start getting that type of information, you're dealing with people ain't qualified yet. You're dealing with unqualified individuals. Amen. We still going to have our faith. God's still going to do. God probably want to heal us through the doctor. He probably want to heal us. We probably be on the medication that the doctor us on, because God knows we're going to be disobedient to instructions that we failed to go ahead and do. And so now God say, you need to stay on this medication, because you are not going to do the instruction. You are not going to exercise. You are not going to put down that salty food. You are not going to stay away from these sugary things. You are not going to begin to eat healthy. Let me get off this line, because God just showed me somebody in the spirit and took some these little sweet crackers that they eat, and that you use for coffee. I see an individual, you got coffee and you got these sweet crackers and stuff, like these coffee cakes and stuff, and you got a nerve to pray over these coffee cakes. God, please don't let none of this happen in my body. Baby, y'all stop this stuff. My God almighty, let me get off this. I'm starting to see too much now. Listen, saints of God, y'all tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. With the family, amen. And let's go ahead and apply wisdom. And my God, and no one can say it the best but the mother, Mother Helen, amen. When a mother come and give you wisdom, and that's what they position in the Bible, they're going to give you wisdom. The old will give you wisdom, amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I got to get off this line, y'all. The prophetic is starting to kick in. We're starting to see a lot. And y'all put that coffee cake down and that sweet stuff down. You know you should be eating it. Then you got a nurse to pray on it. Amen. Then we got some individual be like this here. We riding down the road. Father, please put. When I was coming up, let me say this. This is crazy stuff. When I was coming up, I used to be an armor bearer to my pastor. I used to be very close and very good armor bearer. And sometimes we'd be late for something, getting certain points, certain places. And my pastor begins to pray a prayer like this. Father, your Father, cover us with the cloud. Cover us with the cloud that it'll keep us hidden from the police and the state troopers as we get up down this road. And my God, our body, we hit the road. Not going about 100 miles an hour, getting where we going. State trooper hiding in the corner. Next thing you know, we got lights on us. I guess the cloud ain't got cover. I guess we asked for God for a thick cloud. We can see through a small cloud, but not a thick cloud. Saints of God, let's get out of this stuff. One thing about God, God is a God of order. He is not going to get in God that is misappropriated, no matter how many prayers you pray trying to cover this. If God is like this, it's black or white. If it's no, it's no. If it's yes, it's yes. If you're supposed to, you're supposed to. If you're supposed not to do it, you're supposed not to do it. It's black or white. You can pray all you want to pray, God protect me. You know you're finna do something illegal. Baby, you just walked out the will of God. You know you don't supposed to be eating that. You just walked out the will of God. And let me tell you something. If you're going to bring something like that to God, of course the police going to pull us over, because you're finna get ready to hit judgment. You know, of course something might happen to you, because why? You're going to hit judgment. You cannot bring irresponsible decisions to God and thinking, and matter of fact, you believe in it and thinking God going to approve your irresponsible decisions. No, that's not going to happen. That's not that type of God. So don't stop fooling yourself, or anybody else don't gave you that garbage. They fooling you too. No, God ain't finna do that. Amen. Saints, let's get out of here. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God